This is Chris Meredith reporting for Main Menu. And today we're going to take a look at a couple of internet service providers, actually, of a sort. I imagine a lot of you have heard of certainly both of these. We're going to take a look today, and depending on time, next week as well, at America Online version 6 and MSN Explorer. And, of course, for my inconvenience, I don't rightly remember what the latest version of MSN Explorer is, but we'll get to that when we actually start taking a look at that. What prompted this is a couple of things. I imagine you're all familiar with the NFB lawsuit of AOL. The company was sued, as I understand it, for because their service was not accessible, and because the NFB felt that internet service providers, online service providers, should fall under the jurisdiction of the ADA. I apologize if I don't have my facts straight on that, but as I understand it, that's what happened. Quite frankly, I'm 100% with them on this, with the internet having opened as many doors to the blind as it has. Certainly, if nothing else, it's a lot quicker to pull up information electronically than it is to have to run it through a scanner. That and CNET as well had done a news bulletin comparing the two services, so I figure, why not do a comparison of the two services, both AOL and MSN, from a blindness perspective. Okay, we're using Windows 2000 Professional on a Toshiba Satellite Pro 4260 DVD, using JAWS for Windows 3.7 and DeckTalk Access 32. First thing we're going to do, we're going to actually attempt to install AOL. The program is about 21 megabytes or thereabouts.
My documents, 1 of 29. Desktop. List view, my documents.
1 of 29.
I have the self-extracting, self-impressing, self-installing executable in the My Documents folder.
List view. Not selected by one. Set a file 602kb.exe.
And that would
install be... Install America Online 6.0. Install America Online 6.0 dialog. We recommend that you exit all other applications before installing AOL. These applications are currently running Sonic Foundry Sound Forge ZWIMP System 32CMP.exe. To exit an application, click on the application's name on the taskbar at the bottom of your screen, then click the X Close button at the far right of the title bar. After you've exited all other applications, return to AOL setup by clicking on the AOL button on the taskbar. When you're ready to continue, click OK. OK button.
And we'll go ahead and do that.
Install America Online 6.0. Install America Online 6.0 dialog. Welcome to America Online. In just a few minutes you'll be online. But first, we'll guide you through a short installation and registration process. Please click one of the buttons below. New member button.
Okay, now I have an AOL account, but we're not going to use that one today. We're going to create ourselves a new one. Because I'd like to walk you folks through that process. I found something when I registered myself that kind of interested and troubled me, and I thought I might show that to you. So we're going to go ahead and click a new member. Before we do that, let's see what the other options are in this dialog box.
Current member button. New member button.
And we only have the two of them, so let's go ahead and click new member.
Install America Online 6.0 dialog. We want to make sure you use the best available version of the AOL software. We're now checking to see if you have a previous version of America Online already installed on your computer. This process will take a few minutes. Thanks for your patience.
Okay, now it doesn't do much beyond this point, so we're going to come back to this when we've progressed a little further along the install. Okay, thanks to the miracle of digital editing, what took on my system 5 minutes, which is condensed down to about 20 seconds. We have gotten a little further in
install
the
America Online 6.0. Install America Online 6.0 dialog. Select destination directory. We recommend that you install the AOL software into the following directory. See America Online 6.0. Click next to continue. Next button.
Okay, well, who am I to argue with a directory choice like that? C:/AmericaOnline6.0. It's, sounds like it works for me. It's reasonably obvious. It's certainly would not indicate that we're installing WordStar, so we'll go ahead and click next. And this I don't particularly care for much in the install. It puts me...
blank.
It, at this point, takes the focus away from the installer. For
install America Online 6.0. Installing America Online ...
And at this point, as I recall, and we can check this a little later on, it does do its customary text advertising banners for those people whose eyes would be drawn to such things. While we're waiting for files to be copied, network adapters to be installed, and our systems to totally be modified by this program, just to go into a few things I have noticed. They have actually hit the mark reasonably well on a few accessibility features. For one thing, and I had used AOL 5 for a time, their email service was not overly accessible at all in version 5.0. I sort of, by accident myself, stumbled upon the hotkeys to read and send email, those being Control-R and Control-M. Fortunately, those haven't changed in version 6. Reading the email, the actual email list was reasonably accessible. That would be the message list. But once you hit enter on a message, I had to enable say all mode in the version of JAWS I was using and scroll through the mail with page up and page down. Now, quite fortunately, actually, they have taken to using an instance of MS Internet Explorer, just whatever version you've got on your system, if you've got version 5.0 or 5.5, or if you're like me and have the IE6 public preview, which, just as an aside, works absolutely flawlessly with JAWS as far as the accessibility features go. The only problem I have noticed with it at all is actually not a problem that I've noticed. My wife, who's using Outlook 2000, has a tendency to randomly lose email. I don't know if that's an operating system thing or what it is. I've never run into that problem. But aside from that, and just as a side note, whilst we wait for however long we're going to need to be waiting as AOL installs itself, any of you that are, in fact, concerned about accessibility of the IE6 public preview.
Installing America Online ... Cancel button.
Well, that was interesting.
JAWS.
To figure out
blank.
Exactly what it's doing.
You're just moments away from connecting with the world's most popular internet online service. Blank. 17% progress bar.
Now that's interesting. They have actually gotten, and I wish I could do this in my own programs, actually, gotten the progress bars to talk. I'm not entirely sure how they've managed to do this. Install shields tend to do the same thing. But fortunately, we can sort of keep an eye on the progress of the installation.
28% progress bar.
As an aside, this is probably one of the longest installs I've ever dealt with the possible exception of Office 2000. And as another aside, this should actually go quite a bit quicker once we actually have the program installed.
Blank. Blank. 67% progress bar.
Which shouldn't be that far. After this, if I'm remembering right, we should go to a dialog where it installs the AOL network adapter. And then we can actually start setting up our account with America Online.
Blank, 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 68% progress bar.
PC.
And because I can't think of anything else to fill the intervening minutes, I will come back to you when we're a little closer to being installed. Okay, once again, thanks to the miracle of modern digital editing, that whole install process, which I didn't make you sit through, mainly because you people would likely get bored of listening to me ramble on whilst my computer attempts to install AOL, took on my system about 10, maybe 12
America
minutes.
America Online maximized. 1
so
to 5.
Let's go now to the America Online window.
No.
America Online. AOL setup dialog. Click here to continue on to the next setup screen. Button.
I
don't know what's on this setup
screen. You're not sure. Will not help. AOL setup dialog. Connecting to America Online. Will not help you set up the America Online service to work with your computer. Please make sure your computer's modem is connected to your phone line. If you're not sure how to do this, consult your computer's instruction manual. If you have an external modem, make sure it's turned on. Also, make sure no one else is using the phone right now. Begin quick and easy setup by clicking next. Cancel button. Cancel button. Cancel button.
PC.
Okay, now here's one way that they've almost, in my mind, gone overboard with the accessibility. You will notice that when I was reviewing the screen with the JAWS cursor there, the only button that the JAWS cursor could see was the cancel button, but if I use my say line, insert up arrow.
Click here to continue on to the next setup screen button.
You'll notice that that's nowhere on the actual screen, but they have gotten it, I suppose, using MSAA to speak that, so we'll go ahead and click to continue on to the next setup screen.
Sprint PC's phone. AOL setup dialog. List box. Sprint PC's phone.
Okay, now I'm in a list of modems or means that I can use to connect to the AOL service. I think I'm going to have you people miss out on one experience of the AOL service that, quite frankly, I'm not sure if it happens in my area or not, and that is the busy signals. I'm connecting via a cable modem, thanks to Adelphia PowerLink. And we're just going to use that to connect to AOL rather than go through our modem, so I will,
Toshiba Internal E.90 modem. Fe575Z3COM10/100LAN card plus fast Ethernet. TCP/IPLAN or ISP Internet Service Provider.
I like that one. I will be connecting through an Internet Service Provider, so we'll select
back
that.
Button. Next click here button.
And again.
Next click here button. Next click here. Next blank.
We have a button that the text for that isn't on the screen, but they have managed to feed that to the MSAA. So we'll go ahead and click next.
AOL setup dialog. Next click here button. Sign on to America Online now. Checkbox checked.
Sign on to AOL TCP. Confirm your TCP AOL setup dialog.
Again, it didn't speak the dialog box when I came into it, so I'm going to have to take a look at it.
Confirm your TCP/IF connection. TCP/IF normally requires no extra configuration. Click sign on to AOL. However, if your LAN requires additional proxy setup, uncheck the box. Or by clicking on it, then click next to further modify. To click setup on the sign on screen, select TCP/IF and then click edit. To modify your TCP/IF connection settings, check mark sign on to America Online now. Checkbox checked.
PC. Back button. Next click here button.
Okay, this certainly worked last time we set it up, so we'll go ahead and click next again.
Arrow. Hourglass. Arrow.
Dialogue. You want to create a new account or additional AOL account. Radio button checked.
One of me.
Type keywords or web addresses here.
Okay. Here beginneth the sign-up process for AOL. Let's take a look at what we've got here. It looks like we have a set of three options. The first one is...
You want to create a new account or additional AOL account. Radio button checked.
We do want that, but we'll get to it in a second. The other options we have, of course, are...
You already have an AOL account you'd like to use. Radio button checked.
Two of three.
again, as I said, I've already got an account, but I think we're going to walk through creating one, just for, if you will, the edification of anyone that either has or is thinking of getting a computer with AOL pre-installed. They will likely have to go through this. And the third option...
You are an AOL Instant Messenger user and you want to create an AOL account. Radio button checked.
3 of 3.
Now, I didn't know they had this in... I don't think they had it in version 5, and it's rather a neat little feature. You can apparently migrate your Instant Messenger accounts. I suppose you had to figure it would happen eventually. Let's see what else we've got in this dialog box.
Next button.
Next.
Welcome to AOL. You have successfully installed the AOL software. The next step is to create an AOL account. We recommend you call 1-888-248-2980 to create your screen name and password with the aid of one of our AOL member services representatives. If you have only one phone line, you will need to sign off from AOL now to call us. To sign off, tap to the cancel button and press the spacebar. On the next two dialog windows, you will have to tap to the cancel button and press the spacebar. Once you have called 1-888-248-2980 and created your new account, return to the sign-on screen. Tap to the select screen name combo box. Use the arrow keys to cycle through the options and select existing member. Press enter to sign on. Type your screen name and password in the appropriate edit fields and press enter. Some screen readers may repeat your password as ***.
Okay, now that bit of text that it gave you, I did some checking, and that text is not anywhere on the screen. Apparently, for whatever reason, and I don't like this much, and this is another reason I'm going to sort of walk us through the actual creation of an account, but for whatever reason, and I'm going to pause and I'm going to call that number and try and find out, they have decided that anyone who is blind and wanting to create an account needs to do it through the aid of one of these representatives. Now, I hadn't called this number. I had called tech support. I had called the sales department. I had, in fact, called Steve Case's office. Didn't get Steve Case, obviously. He, like any other sort of head of a company, seems to be unreachable by a lot of means. No one was able to give me a straight answer on that. Also, I did email the AOL accessibility at AOL.com wondering why they put this in, because really I hadn't seen too much problem with the sign-up process, just the automated one, and they weren't able to give me an answer. For those of you that have noticed that I'm hitting some keys, I have plugged headphones back in so that I can switch to the SoundForge window without spamming a lot of it with my screen reading package. I'm going to temporarily sign off, call that number that they've given me in the text box, find out what precisely it is, and try once again to get an answer to this question as to why they've felt the need to do this, as opposed to perhaps making their sign-up process totally accessible. And I shall return in, well, a matter of 1 or 2 seconds by the means by which you're listening to this. Okay, well, we're back, and surprisingly, I got pretty much just the same response as I did last time I tried to investigate that, which is to say that nobody knows anything. This seems to be the standard with them as far as tech support with accessibility-related issues. Apparently, as I said, they have done some things to it. But a lot of the tech support people that they've got manning the phones doesn't really know much about what's out there.
Next button.
Anyway, we are back at
you
the
want to create a new account or additional AOL account. Radio button checked.
1 of 3.
So we will click next because we do in fact want to create an additional AOL
next
account.
Next button.
Hourglass. Arrow.
Dialogue. First name edit.
And we're in the sign-up screen that they seem to be afraid that we can't use, and it's prompting us for my first name, so I'll go ahead and enter Chris.
Space, last name, edit.
Meredith.
Address 1, edit.
And the address...
Address continued, edit. Apartment / suite number optional, edit. Address continued, edit. Apartment / suite number, address, address blank.
Charleston, city stage zip code.
Now, I think this is why they have you call into a representative, because it's not, in fact, wanting address line 2.
City B.
It's wanting
East
a city.
B.
Even though it is prompting for...
Address continued added.
Address continued. I have a feeling this is a bug, not a feature, and something that I really wish they would have worked out rather than redirect everyone to the sign-up line. So we'll put the city, which is, Buffalo.
Apartment/suite number optional added.
That's a lie. It wants the state. So we'll put New York.
Zip code added.
And I'll put in my zip code.
Evening phone D.G. .G.7003555112212 added.
And I'll punch in my evening telephone number. First of all, I'll make sure that's what it's wanting.
Evening phone D.G. .G.7000 next. Evening phone D.G.7000.
Okay, that does appear to be what it's wanting.
Evening phone. Day phone D.G. .G.7003555112 edit.
And once again, we seem to actually be at what it's wanting, so I'll punch in my daytime phone number. You will note that I have keyboard echo turned off. I hope that's okay with everyone.
Next button.
And we'll click next.
Dialogue. Next button.
That was interesting. It,
Next button.
Joseph, you're on your way to a location in Memphis and Star Limited. Hotman provides months. How you're able.
Now, once again, it's put us in the dialogue box that it doesn't feel it needs to speak automatically. So I'll use my insert B, actually, and have it read the contents of this dialogue box for me.
Button. How your AOL membership works. Star, your first 2 months of online time are free. Explore at no risk. Star, we waive the $21.95 monthly membership fee for your first 2 months. Star, to avoid being charged future monthly fees, simply cancel within your first 2 months. Star Premium Services may be subject to a surcharge, even during trial time. Star for membership details, technical questions or to cancel your membership, call 800-827-6364. Star, your monthly membership fee of $21.95 will each month after your 2MD month provides unlimited access to AOL and the Internet. Other pricing options are available. For details, go to Keyword Billing. Availability may be limited, especially during peak times. Star members in ECK and upside the U.S. may pay communications charges. Members may incur telephone charges on their phone bill, depending on their location and calling plan, even during trial time. You're on your way to exploring the world's most popular internet online service. Next button.
Okay.
Next button.
So after these commercial announcements, we'll click next.
Hourglass. Arrow.
Dialogue. Next button. Visa.
Ah, billing option.
List box. Visa.
Now, we're going to...
Master American Discover Card /Novus. Checking. Button.
Those are the five options it presents us with right away.
Other billing options button. Checking.
There are other options. We'll not explore them right now. Anyone that's actually wanting to sign up, feel free to click that button and...
Next button.
And have a look-see. Now I'm going to quickly take a look at the billing dialog.
Dialog. Rank name edit. State edit. Transit number edit. Account number edit. Cancel button. Payment options button. Next button.
Now, if it's all the same to you people, I'm going to pause recording here whilst I key in my billing information for this account as a security precaution. And when we return, we will be through the billing dialog, which seems reasonably accessible, all things considered. Okay, I think we're back now, and thanks to the miracle of digital editing, you probably have no clue that we just crashed twice. Speaking of miracles of digital editing, we just crashed twice, and I found out the wonderful data recovery ability of SoundForge. Now, if we can manage to switch back from SoundForge to the billing window.
Next button.
Okay.
Address added. 90.
I'm at a dialogue now where I am confirming the billing added. Information that I just keyed in.
City added. Buffalo. State added. And. Blank. Blank. And. State added. And. Zip code added. 14,000. Country combo box. United States. Day phone added. Evening phone. Other payment option. Cancel. Next button. Dialogue. Next button.
And once again, it puts us at a dialogue with some kind of message that they have seen fit not to give us by default, so we'll use our insert B read current dialogue box key again.
Button. Authorization for electronic funds transfer. By typing agree in the box below, I hereby authorize America Online to deduct from my checking account the indicated and financial institution named on the previous screen membership and usage fees that I incur in excess of my free trial period. I understand that I am responsible for all activities, charges, purchases using or in conjunction with my AOL account by me or other authorized users, and I authorize deductions from my account for such activities, charges, and purchases. I understand that debit amounts may vary from month to month. I agree that notices related to this authorization and account debits may be sent to me via email. If I wish to revoke my authorization in the future, I acknowledge that I must contact America Online. If I cancel my account or my account is terminated, I hereby authorize AOL to deduct from my checking account all fees and charges I incur through the date of cancellation or termination. Type agree in the box and click Next button. Added. Other billing options button. Next button. Added. Other bill. Added.
Okay, so I type in agree. Credit card people, incidentally, should not be getting this, and that will probably apply to most people.
Other bill. Next button.
And click Next.
Dialogue. Button. I agree. Radio button checked.
One of two.
Okay, I never agree to anything that I haven't read before. So, again, I'm going to have to use insert B to read the current dialogue box.
Button. Conditions of AOL membership. AOL member agreement views of America Online is conditioned upon acceptance of the AOL member agreement. You can review it by clicking the Read Now button below. You must also abide by all community guidelines. You can review the member agreements, community guidelines, and all privacy policy at Keyritus. AOL will notify its members of any material change to the member agreement via email, pop-up screen, or U.S. Mail 30 days before any changes take effect. Check Keyritus periodically for privacy policy or community guidelines updates. You must be 18 years or older to register for the AOL service. Clicking on the I agree button below indicates your acceptance of the member agreement. I agree radio button checked.
One of two.
Read now radio button not checked.
Two of two.
Next button.
Okay, I already went through the agreement when I created my first account.
I agree radio.
If anyone electing to create an account can feel free to take a look at it at their leisure.
Next button.
And I will click next again.
Hourglass. Arrow.
Dialogue. Added. Added. Blank. Added.
Okay, I have no clue what it's asking for, so let's find out.
Next. Please type your screen name search in the box below, then click Next. Your screen name will appear exact.
PC.
Okay, it's the screen name choice dialogue, so I'll hit insert B to read this again.
Button. Choosing your screen name. All AOL members have an online identity, a screen name that also serves as their email address. You can base your screen name on your real name, your job, your hobby, anything that identifies you. The master screen name you choose now cannot be changed once you accept it, but you can add up to 4 additional screen names once you're connected to AOL, so your children can have their own screen names or you can have a separate screen name for work. In choosing your screen name, remember these guidelines. It should be 3 to 16 characters long and start with a capital letter. It can be a combination of letters, numbers, and spaces, but no symbols, periods. Your screen name will appear exactly as you typed it. Please type your screen name first in the box below, then click Next. Added. Next button.
Okay, we will call this Main Menu Demo. I doubt that screen name's taken, and it leaves the field open. I was going to steal a page from Jonathan Mosen's article on domain names and pick Groovy Blind Guy, but I figured I would leave that open in case someone wanted it. So we've typed Main Menu Demo in the screen name box.
Next button.
And we will click Next.
Dialogue. Next button.
I'm going to guess that this is a password dialogue, but again, it hasn't seen fit to tell us, so we'll...
Button. Confirm your screen name. The permanent master screen name you have selected is Main Menu Demo. Once you continue, you can change this master screen name, although you can add up to 4 additional screen names once you're connected to AOL. Other AOL members will send your email to Main Menu Demo. Email that is sent to you via the internet from other online services will be addressed as minmenudemo@aol.com. To accept this screen name, click Next. To change it to a different screen name, click Choose a different screen name below. Remember, if you change it now, this screen name may not be available later. Choose a different screen name button. Next button.
That's what I get for guessing.
Choose a different screen name button.
So we will
next
click
button.
Next because main menu demo is fine for our purposes.
Dialogue. Please type your password twice once in each box comma then click next. To ensure confidentiality, it will not appear when you type it. Edit.
And I will now type in a password.
Please type your password twice once in each box comma then click next. To ensure confidentiality, it will not appear when you type it. Edit.
A little redundant, but okay. I will type it again. I should also mention that likely by the time you hear this, the account main menu demo at AOL.com will have been canceled.
Next button.
And we will click next.
Goodbye.
America Online. Thanks for trying America Online. In order for you to take advantage of our checking account option, it is necessary for us to verify the information you've given us. Please call one of our customer service representatives toll-free at 1-800-741-7610. Once we verify your billing information on the phone, you'll receive complete access to America Online. Thanks for your cooperation. Goodbye from America Online. Enter password edit. Type keywords or web addresses here.
Okay, now again, I'm going to pause the recording at this point whilst I go about verifying that information with the representative, and I will be back in a matter of seconds, and we'll take a look and see what happens when you actually finally get round to signing on to America Online. Okay, the powers that be at America Online have chosen to authorize the screen name main menu demo off of the checking account that I've given them.
Enter
so,
password edit. Type keywords or web. Select screen name combo box. Main menu demo.
Okay, I'm in the select screen name box. So why don't we play around on the service for a bit? The screen name that it's giving me is main menu demo. That's certainly good enough for our purposes.
Enter password edit.
I will now key in the password I selected.
Select location combo box. Hit select LAN connection.
Now, before I sign online, let's take a look. They have an article in their help file, actually.
Menu active. AOL help. F1.
Let's take a look at the offline help system. We'll contrast that to the online help system here shortly, but let's take a look at the help you're getting
leaving
when
menu.
You're offline.
Hourglass.
America Online version 6.0 help. Type in the keyword to find edit.
Arrow. App start. Arrow. App start. Arrow.
Access phone numbers.
Okay, after my mouse cursor has gone nuts for a little bit, let's...
Preview. Graphic 181, welcome to AOL help. Graphic 254, using AOL help hotline closed.
As you can see, they're using the Microsoft
Graphic
HTML
301 using one.
Help controls.
App start.
Graphic 1.
Which certainly helps. It's fully accessible out of the box. If you're running Windows 2000 Professional or likely Millennium, you've probably been inundated with that. Let's
America.
See what they have to say about accessibility.
Accessibility.
I'll type that into the index and hit enter.
America Online version 6.0 help. Topics found dialog. Click on topic, then click display. Index page. Topics found list view. Accessibility of the AOL service. Screen readers and the AOL service. Setting up your job screen reader to work with AOL.
Okay, let's take a look at that. Because this is essentially what I've got here. I think I had to change one class to get one function to work, and we'll look at that shortly. But let's
America
see what it
Online.
Has to say about JAWS. It does not, I should note, mention WindowEyes, although according to the WindowEyes website, they've made some improvements in 4.1 to work with AOL. That's one caveat I should mention. The results that I'm getting here are for JAWS for Windows 3.7 with Windows 2000 Professional. Your results may vary. Let's see what this has to say about JAWS for Windows.
Page has zero links. Setting up your JAWS screen reader to work with AOL. Setting up your JAWS screen reader to work with AOL. Once you have installed JAWS, you will need to copy the wild.jcf file from the folder, in which you installed AOL version 6.0 to the new subfolder of the JAWS installation folder. In my computer or Windows Explorer, navigate to the folder in which you installed AOL version 6.0, for example, see America Online 6.0, comma, then click the wild.jcf file. Once selected, on the Edit menu, click Copy. Use my computer or Windows Explorer to open the new subfolder of the JAWS installation folder, for example, CJFW35 settings a new period. On the Edit menu, click Paste. The JAWS screen reader will now be set up to work with the AOL software.
Okay, sounds simple enough. It might be a good idea, actually, for Freedom Scientific to distribute the AOL configuration settings with perhaps their next version of JAWS for Windows. Maybe they'll decide to do that.
Type in the keyword to find edit. Accessibility.
Let's see what else they've got here under accessibility.
Using accessibility shortcut keys in the help viewer.
Accessibility shortcut keys in the help viewer. Anyone that's used the Microsoft HTML help control should be reasonably familiar with the shortcut keys in that. And that's essentially what they're using here, so I'm not going to go into detail with that.
Using the shortcut menu commands. What? Using accessibility shortcut, setting up your job, screen readers, and the AOL service. Accessibility of the AOL service.
Let's take a look at that one. Accessibility of the AOL service. I mean, really, that's sort of what we're trying to delve into here. Let's see what they have
America
to say
Online.
Before we
America use Online version 6.0 help. Type in the keyword to find.
Right. F6. We'll hit F6 now to see what that entry has to say.
Blank. Accessibility of the AOL service.
Right, okay, it's being ornery. Apparently it wants me to use the say all command, so I will do that. Insert down arrow.
Accessibility of the AOL service. Becoming familiar with and able to navigate the AOL service and its features easily is the number one priority for all's improvement to accessibility. Since AOL activates multiple levels of forms, the first step for a member who is navigating the service primarily through use of the keyboard is to close all but the front window. Use Alt plus W to get to the window menu and arrow down to close all except front. The close all except run function allows the member to navigate the active form, the one that has focus, without letting other open windows steal the focus. The main keyboard keys for navigating AOL forms are the tab key to move from object to object and button to button, comma, the arrow keys to go up and down between radial buttons, comma, and the enter key to activate the default button slash action for a form period. Using the spacebar activates the button or checkbox where the cursor is. The spacebar on AOL is frequently the only way to activate buttons that have focus. In addition to using Microsoft Windows keystrokes and customized screen reader keystrokes or scripts, there are AOL-specific keystrokes available to simplify navigating the service with the keyboard. AOL-specific keystrokes include Control plus K to go to a keyword, Control plus M to write an email, and Control plus G to open the mailbox. A complete list of shortcuts is available at AOL Keyword Accessibility.
Okay, and we will visit AOL Keyword Accessibility here shortly to see what they have available at that keyword. Okay, I'm done playing in the help system, so I'm going to do an Alt-F4 and get out of there.
Playmakers. Goodbye from America Online. Blank. Blank. America Online. Goodbye from America Online. Default settings. Wild.exe. Stop.
Okay, I don't know where it's put me, so I'm going to go into the window menu. AOL is essentially a multiple document interface, MDI application.
Cascade Shift plus 2 goodbye from America, 1 America Online.
And apparently it's seeing
69.
Not to talk.
69.
The window that's in focus.
Start button. Window list tab. Sonic Foundry sound depth dot 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 tab. Window list tab. America. America Online. America Online. Close button. Tap. Close. Close button. Menu active. Cat 2 goodbye from America. Leaving menus. Goodbye from America Online. Enter password edit.
Okay, finally, after all that messing, we're where we need to be. This probably actually would go a lot faster for most of you at the rate that you likely have your screen readers set.
Blank.
Now, as I was going to do before, I'll just enter the password for our demo account.
Select screen name combo box. Main menu demo.
Yeah, we like that.
Select location combo box. Hit slash LAN connection.
I don't have any other locations set up right now, so ISP LAN connection, that works.
Setup button. Access numbers button. Help button. Sign on again button.
And we'll click sign on again, because that's the logical choice.
Cancel button. Jaws to PC. Type keywords or web addresses here. Type
Welcome.
Keywords or web addresses here.
Hourglass. Arrow. Hourglass.
Welcome, man.
You've got PC. Mail.
I'm sure you've all heard that before. Yeah, we have mail.
3-0. Graphics 659 buddy 0/0.
Those of you that use AOL Instant Messenger should be familiar with where we are now. This is the buddy list. If I actually had anyone on the buddy list, I could highlight their name and my choice.
Buddy list. Send in button.
Send IM. That would obviously do exactly as it says. Send instant
chat
message.
Button.
Chat, which I haven't played much with the chat. I have a few things to say about that here in a second.
Locate button.
Locate allows you to find out where your buddies are on the server at any given time. Away notice, again, I haven't played with that. I'm assuming it sets your away notice.
Set button.
Setup goes into the buddy list setup.
Help button.
And help.
Preview. Graphic 659 buddy.
Okay, now according to the help system, Control T would take us into the mailbox to see what kind of mail we had happening, so let's do that, Control T.
Graphic 659 buddy 0/.
Apparently Control T doesn't do that. Now I know from previous experience that Control R seems to work. Either my laptop is transmitting odd scan codes for the keyboard, and that would be odd because it seems to be working so far, or there is an error in AOL's documentation. Let's try a Control R.
Hourglass.
Main menu demos online mailbox. List box.
Arrow.
5/20/2001. AOL welcome. Welcome from chairman of AOL Time Warner.
Well, there is my my mailbox. It was Control R, not Control T. Let's see what our options are. We're in a list box.
5/20/2001. AOL welcome. A letter from AOL help. 5/20/2001. AOL welcome. Important message about online safety.
Okay, and what else have we got
read
in the dialog box?
5/20.
The read button, which, well, strangely, I'm going to assume they've done the logical thing here, and the read button actually reads your mail.
Save to PFC context menu button.
Save to PFC, that's your personal filing cabinet, which I'll get into if we have time. It's actually seemingly fairly accessible. You can access your email and I think your downloads through that. MSN doesn't have this feature to my knowledge, but then to my knowledge they pretty much use Internet Explorer for most of theirs. We'll get to them presently. Let's see.
Keep as new button.
Keep as new, I'm assuming that essentially does exactly as it says it does and leaves the message as unread.
Delete button.
Delete.
Status button.
Status.
Help button.
I'm not sure what that does.
Status button.
Let's press it and find out.
Hourglass.
Status of welcome from chairman of AOL Time Warner.
Arrow.
Main menu demo not yet. Resend 5/20/2001 8:44 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Main menu demo.
Okay, that's all that does. Now, because I haven't actually used that function, I'm going to make certain assumptions here and assume that, like all other MDI windows, we can close that with a Control F4.
Main menu demos online mailbox. Status.
Yay!
Help button. Tab.
And we have a tab control of sorts. Now, what I'm not overly fond of is the way that this is set up. If I do an insert page up, which reads from the cursor to the end of the line.
New mail tab, old mail tab, sent mail tab.
New mail, old mail, and sent mail. But if I try and switch between those options with my left or right arrows.
New mail tab. New mail tab. New mail tab.
Now, I can tell you that it is switching between them, but you'll notice that, again, certainly with JAWS, no feedback is given that that's happening.
Sort by mail type button.
Sort by mail type.
Sort by date received.
Sort by date received.
Sort by email address of sender button. Sort by subject button. List box. Graphic 355/20/2.
I have to give them that. Apparently the sorting options are a little more accessible with Outlook in that you, or with this than with Outlook, for example, in that you don't need to position your JAWS cursor, mouse pointer, take your pick, on the column headings and click them. You can actually tab your sort buttons. Let's see what happens.
Graphic 355/20/2001 AOL. Welcome, welcome from Chairman of AOL Time Warner.
I feel honored. The Chairman of AOL Time Warner has likely sent me a message. All this likely indicates is that their automated mail sending system works. Let's hit enter on that and go into the message. See what we're given there.
Hourglass.
Welcome from Chairman of AOL Time Warner. Page has 20 links. Table with 2 columns and 6 rows. Subject. Welcome from Chairman of AOL Time Warner. Date. 5/20/2001/8:44:00 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. From. Send mail link AOL welcome. 2. Send mail link main menu demo. Table end. Dear member, welcome. As Chairman of AOL Time Warner, let me be the first to tell you how happy we are that you've joined the world's leading interactive online community. I hope we exceed your expectations by providing the most powerful features, fastest service, and most engaging online areas. Please let me take this opportunity to tell you a little about the AOL service. First, if you want to print this letter for future reference, click Print on the AOL menu bar at the top left of your screen. You can print most of what you find online. In the same way, throughout this letter and the entire AOL service, you'll see blue, underlined text, or hyperlinks. Just click any hyperlink to go straight to the area being discussed. To get back to this letter from any area you visit, just click the X at the top right corner of the window you've opened. Official AOL Mail. Official AOL Mail is an important feature designed to help you easily identify email that has been sent by AOL. It can also prevent you from falling prey to any attempts to misuse your account. This email feature is available to members using AOL version 4.0 and above for Windows and AOL version 5.0 for the Macintosh. To determine whether an email is official, look for all three of the following attributes. 1. A blue envelope in your online mailbox. 2. A blue border around the mail end. 3. The official AOL mail seal in the lower left corner of the mail border. To learn more and see examples of each of these attributes, go to keyword link AOL /12/23:43,851/AOL/1722OfficialOmail. More on keywords later. Finding areas that interest you. Whenever you sign on, you'll see the welcome screen. This window gives you access. Access.
Okay, I think we've heard enough of that. Your typical introductory mailing. Now, that I hadn't realized. Apparently there's a whole bunch of ways by which you can validate that AOL mail is official. And just as an aside, I might give a mention that absolutely none of those ways can be detected by default with a screen reading package. Again, perhaps I'm asking too much on this one, but I myself am rather unsatisfied with that, because I could certainly see a blind computer user, certainly at that's new to computers, well, potentially falling prey to those sorts of scams just as easily as, I suppose, a sighted computer user that was new to computers might. We're going to close that window now.
Close. Main menu demos online mailbox. List box. Graphics.
Now I'm going to hit the delete key.
5/20/5.
And delete the 3 sort of introduction obligatory messages that they sent me. Now, as promised, we're going to go to keyword accessibility and see if we can find that list of keyboard shortcuts that they mentioned. So, according to the documentation, it's Control K to enter a keyword, so we'll do that.
Keyword.
Arrow.
Edit.
And I will type in accessibility and press enter.
Main menu demos online mailbox. List box. Main menu demos online mailbox. World Wide Web.
App start. Hourglass. Arrow. App start. Arrow.
AOL corporate. Page has 13 links. AOL.
Okay, we've apparently been taken to the AOL corporate site. I've stopped the speech with just the control key. We'll pick it up in a second. The system does announce when it's taking you out of the AOL service and onto the World Wide Web, should you wish to know that information. Let's do an insert down arrow and read the page to which we have been taken.
AOL corporate. GraphicSpacer.gif. 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 Link graphic who we are hyperlink. Link graphic press release hyperlink. Link graphic Vampro services hyperlink. Link graphic AOL foundation hyperlink. Link graphic careers website hyperlink. Graphic end1search.gif. Graphic blackbelt.jpg. Graphic spacer.gif. Link graphic make to home. Link graphic contact us. Link graphic sitemap. Graphic America Online Accessibility Policy. Graphic America Online Accessibility Policy. Graphic America Online Accessibility Policy. America Online is continuing to lead efforts around the globe to make the internet a medium that improves people's lives. At AOL, we value our members and strive to provide them with the highest quality, easiest, and most convenient services and products. We also believe that the internet and AOL should be friendly and easy to use for all consumers, including those with disabilities. In that spirit, we have developed the America Online Accessibility Policy, which expresses our commitment to the development of products and services that are accessible to all users, including those with disabilities. Our policy is founded on three fundamental principles: awareness, responsibility, collaboration, accessibility awareness. We believe that it is essential for our employees to be informed about the challenges faced by disabled users and the technologies available to improve the user experience. We believe that when the challenges confronted by disabled users are known, solutions can be incorporated in the research and design of software applications and information technologies. As part of the AOL accessibility policy, we are raising the awareness of employees with respect to accessibility issues.
Okay, seemingly, looking at this, we don't seem to have any keyboard shortcuts.
AOL accessibility policy image map link.
Many things. One link talking about serving as beta testers. Apparently they like to have disabled beta testers. Maybe that was the problem. They didn't get all that many. But there seem it so far to be a lot of errors in their documentation as far as where to find some of the accessibility resources. Let's close this
window. Main menu demos online mailbox. List box.
Arrow.
Blank.
And I'll close the mailbox.
Buddy list. Help.
And
close.
I'll close the button.
AOL channels. Welcome button. Autos button. Autos button. Careers and work button. Welcome button.
AOL channels. Thinking back to version 5, this was a totally inaccessible feature before. Let's see what this does now.
Autos button.
Autos, a channel of absolutely no interest to me, considering that the state of New York sees fit not to let me drive. I don't understand why, because I could probably drive in the city of New York without too much problem.
Careers and work button, computer center button, entertainment button, games button, health button, house and home button, international button, tips only button, local guide button, music button, news button, parenting button, personal finance button, research and learn button, shopping button, sports button, jeans button, travel button, women button, welcome button.
Okay, that seems to be it.
Entertainment button, computer center button.
Let's go to the computer center. If you're tuning into this program at all, you probably at least have a marginal interest in computers. Let's go to that one and see where it takes us.
Hourglass. Arrow. Hourglass.
AOL Computer Center. Added.
Arrow.
Added. Button. Online area button. Online area button. CNET Top 5 Home PCS.
Okay. This is another pet peeve of mine with AOL. There are a number of buttons in this area, and a lot of other areas, actually, that the only thing that the screen reader is able to get is online area. And it gives no indication of what this is.
This is a custom window type. Control ID equals 0. Class equals Rich Control. R-I-C-A.
Something else I don't like. Those rich CNTLs are used for hyperlinks within the service that are not in web content. They're also used for edit fields and, in fact, chat and instant messenger content.
CNET, this is a custom window type. Control ID equals 6.0.
And they all seem to have the same control ID. Now, I'm sort of an intermediate as far as JAWS scripting goes. I'm learning somewhat rapidly, particularly considering that I'm working on a script for the MSN Explorer that sort of is requiring me to rip apart the Internet Explorer script and all that things. But I'm somewhat inexperienced as far as that goes, but it seems to me that because all of these rich controls have the same control ID, I'm not entirely sure how easy it would be for, certainly, JAWS to tell a hyperlink from the chat window from an instant message. Perhaps someone more familiar with JAWS scripting can post something, perhaps, to the ACB radio list as to the feasibility of that. Let's see what else we've got.
Online area
buttons. We've got the two online area buttons.
CNET Top 5 Home PCs.
CNET Top 5 Home PCs, I guess, is well, something in CNET.
Showtime Windows Me versus Windows 2000.
Windows Me versus Windows 2000. I took a look at that. That has a 2000 date on it. I'm surprised that's still up there.
Online area button. New. High-speed internet access get a free trial of DSL.
And if you like, you can get your DSL through America Online. Providing, of course, that you qualify. I hit the tab key again and hear nothing. I'm going to use my insert up arrow, read current line.
Get a free trial of DSL or satellite.
Get a free trial of DSL or satellite.
AOL plus high-speed internet access button. Online area button. Online area button. Online area button. Online area button. Gateway button.
I'm going to assume that'll take you to Gateway. I don't know that I'm going to click on that button and find out.
Online area button. eBay button. Online area button. Windows 98 tweaks button. Windows accelerators. Windows 98 speed tweaks. Daily fight button. Free Harry Potter screen savers.
And for those of you that want them, I guess you can get free Harry Potter screen savers right now.
Downloads button. Screen savers. Wallpaper. Dot dot dot. Get help now button. Chips, IQS, AOL secrets, dot dot dot, fun stuff button, cool games and downloads, dot dot dot, print central button, fun printables, chips, fonts, dot dot dot, internet button, web building and searching, dot dot dot, added, graphics 984 button, online area button, online, CNET top.
And that looks like what they've got in the computer center. Let's go to downloads, because I like downloads.
Web, internet button,
and
fun,
really
print central. Cool games and downloads, dot, dot, dot. Fun stuff button. Chips, get help now button. Downloads button.
And we'll click the downloads button.
Hourglass, arrow.
AOL Computer Center PC Download Center. Button. How to download. How to download. Combo box. Explore AOL Computer Center.
Okay, now occasionally you run into these. It's got the sort of drop-down list box, combo box type critter. Let's see what options
main screen.
This.
Download center. Fun stuff. Print Central, Internet Connection, Build Your Web Page, Consumer Guides.
Okay, so it looks like it gives us a small subset of the options that were given as hyperlinks, which again is a subset of the entire set of options on the channel. Now, I have checked a few of those buttons marked online area. There's absolutely no correlation, seemingly, with those and any of the text hyperlinks nearby. Let's see what else is on this download screen.
Go button. Online area button. Online area button. Combo box. Computing tools.
You could get sick of those online area buttons after a fashion. You really could. This looks like the list of download areas you can go to.
Fonts. Fun and games. Graphic arts tools. Internet tools. Music and sound. Internet. Graphic. Computing tools.
Let's go with computing tools.
Go button.
And we'll click go.
Hourglass.
AOL Computer Center PC Computing Tools.
Arrow.
Acrat 3.01 PDF Reader Win 3.1. Acrat 3.01 PDF Reader Win 3.1. Blank. Blank. America Online.
Okay, now it looks as though the available downloads isn't necessarily accessible out of the box, which I'm going to take a look with my JAWS cursor and see what that yields.
JAWS to blank. Graphic 274 America Online minimized file. Graphic blank. JAWS to PC. Blank. Scroll down simple. Graphic 121 second V2.5J system scan. Scroll down simple. Graphic 983 mime helping software.
Okay, now, in looking at this, now I see what it is. It's a list box. You actually have to click with the mouse pointer.
AOL Computer Center PC. PC.
To bring that list into focus, we'll hit the home key.
Tankrat 3.01 PDF Reader Win 3.1.
It's kind of old. I'm surprised they're still having, they're still offering that one.
Tankrat 4.0 PDF Reader Win 95/98. Pilotin V5.0 File Expander.
Apparently they don't keep their file areas up to date. Acrobat 5.0, as probably anyone that uses any kind of screen reading technology is very much aware, is out and has been for a while now.
Rizlin V5.0 Plan Magic Business. Clip 53 V5.301 Clip Mate. DF95 V4.0 Dragon File 95. Gator 32 V2.09 Gator Edit 32. JTF V2.9 S Just the Facts. Mime Help and Software. 6CON V2.5J System Scan. Button. Online Area Button.
And that seems it for those downloads.
Download this week's new files. Online Area Button. PC Computing Tools Graphic 629 List Box. 6CON V2. Online Area. Download this week's new files.
Now we'll hit the Tab key again.
List Box. 6CON V2.5J.
That looks like it for that. From the looks of things, certainly as far as we can access, you're almost better to go with something like CNET download.com if you're looking for files. Let's close that.
AOL Computer Center PC Download Center. Go button. America Online. AOL Computer Center.
And I'll do another Control F.
AOL Channels. Computer Center button. Closed.
No.
Now, just for grins, let's take a look at another area. Let's see. Looking at the TV, I see that my wife is watching Emerald Live, so let's go to keyword food, which is where the Food Network tends to send you. And let's see what they actually have at keyword food. I've always wondered this. I've often wondered, you know, how is this different from foodtv.com? And at the risk of sounding at this point biased, probably foodtv.com looks a little easier to navigate.
Hourglass.
AOL Channels.
I just hit enter after typing in keyword.
AOL House and Home Food Made. Added.
Hourglass. Arrow. Unknown.
Added. Added. Added.
Jaws. Graphic 472.
You know, it gives me absolutely no indication what's in this edit field.
PC. Search button.
Okay, that's what that is. That's a search.
Online area button. Online area button. My cookbook. Coupons and savings. The weekly dish. Outdoor dining. The Hall of Flame gear up for Memorial Day May 28 with grilling recipes. Online area button. Online area button. Online area button. Online area button. Edit. Keyword food list box.
And again, we have one of those drop downs. So we have a few links. As such, let's see what's in this drop-down.
Graphic 700.
You know, not a thing.
Meet Emeril, a celeb chef.
funny, meet Emeril.
Visit our new cooking with kids area. Make an Italian meal. Think fast and low fat. Combo box. Explore House and Home channel.
Right, there's the Explore House and Home channel drop-down. Let's see what's in that one. And then I'll visit the...
AOL House and Home Main. Decorating. Gardening. Home Improvement. Household Hints. Hobbies. Pets. Food and Recipes. Coupons and Savings. My Cookbook. Real Estate Center. Mortgages. Neighborhoods. Home Services. AOL Help.
AOL Help. We'll get to that in a
minute. House and...
Since I mentioned Emerald...
Visit our new cook,
and
Meet Emeril.
Strangely, we've got a link here that says Meet Emeril, our celeb chef. This was not contrived. I'm going to hit enter on that link and see where it takes me.
Hourglass.
AOL House and Home Celebrity Chefs. Added.
Arrow.
Added. Graphic 468 button. Online area button. Online area button. Featured Chef Bam. Everyone loves that ranch and cajun meal. Opera's recipe box. Opera gets by in the kitchen with a little help from her friends. Starry bites button. Vote for the hottest cook. Blank.
Okay, now after the link that said vote for the hottest cook.
Vote for the hottest cook in the kitchen. Vote
for that one. Apparently the tab key became unresponsive, so
online area
I'll
button.
Just keep hitting it until it says something, and of course what it says is online area button.
Tricks of the trade button. Visit shop AOL for deals on cooking tools. Online area button. Added. Graphic 800 and set. Online. Feature Chef Bam. Everyone loves that ranch and cajun meal.
Okay. Sure, why not? Another emerald link. That's essentially what Mr. DuckTalk Access 32 is trying to say, so we'll hit enter on that.
World Wide Web.
Tab start. Arrow.
Now we're getting to something that might be marginally accessible. It's a website. Maybe. Okay, that ping translates approximately to JAWS crashed and I had to restart system. This is not looking good. We're going to try and demonstrate at least one more thing on AOL. That being
desktop.
Instant messaging. And it looks like
my dog.
We're going to also figure out how to launch AOL from the desktop.
My documents. Acrobat. Reader 5.0.
That would not be it.
My doc. Blank.
Okay, now it didn't put one on the desktop.
Refreshed.
Seemingly.
Blank. Leaving menus. Taskbar. System. Blue kind of. JAWS for Windows. America Online button.
So I'll find the system tray icon. That's one feature of Windows 2000. You can actually access the system tray through the keyboard. So I'll click on the America Online system tray icon. It'll kill me if this crashes now, having just spent the last 40 minutes reconstituting my sound file.
America Online Dialog. Would you like this copy of the AOL software to be your default internet application for web pages, newsgroups, and email? Click no to keep your current settings. For more information, sign on and go to keyword internet help. No button.
You'll forgive my reaction. I did try to take this task on with a certain degree of neutrality, and the crashes I'm going to put down to the fact that I'm running a software synthesizer, AOL, which seemeth to be rather a large application, and SoundForge concurrently, and that might be a drain on the resources. However, that does not affect, either negatively or otherwise, its ability to read things that should theoretically be accessible. So we're going to click no, because we do not want this copy of AOL to be our default internet application for mail, news, and web pages.
America Online. Sign on. Combo box. Sign on. Password store information box dialog. Main menu demo edit.
Okay, now it likes to do this the second time that you launch AOL or the first time after sign up. You're in a password information store edit box. If you want to enter your password so that it will automatically remember it, you can do that. I'm going to do this again because by the time this article airs, the main menu demo account will be totally unoperational, or should be by all rights. So I've entered the password.
Star type your password a second time to confirm edit.
And of course it wants me to type it a second time to confirm. Now, of course, if it were me and seemingly any other sane programmer, that would be programming something like this, mainly because this is how I've always seen it done other than this, there would be a box that says, remember my password or something. This password information store system.
OK button.
Seems a little non-standard to me. Anyway, we'll click OK.
America Online Dialogue. Password has been saved for sign-on. OK button.
Thank you. That is, I suppose, what normally happens when you click OK in that particular dialog box, is that the passwords are saved for sign-on. Okay, so
sign on.
Click OK.
Select screen name combo box. Main menu demo.
Certainly, main menu demo. That works.
Select location combo box. IS/LAN connection.
ISP LAN connection. Let's see if JAWS can determine the default button in this.
Not in the dialog.
Right. Okay. We're going to assume that the default button is to sign on. It seems that that's what I remember it being, so we're going to hit enter. And we're going to wait.
Welcome.
There it is.
Tell me about AOL 6.0 button. Buddy list. Preview. Graphic 659 buddy 0/0.
Now, it just so happens, and I don't know how I could have contrived this, but that I have someone on AOL Instant Messenger set up just for this purpose. So
buddy
we're
list.
Going to go
send
to
in button. Chat button. Look. Awareness. Setup button.
Setup.
Preview. Zero. Graphic 659 buddies.
And we're
graphic 659 family. Graphic 659 coworkers.
Of folders.
Graphic 659 coworker.
The AOL Instant Messenger. Now, one thing I can say for this particular window, as opposed to the AOL Instant Messenger as comes out of the box with JAWS for Windows 3.7, is that this. Now, of course, once you've copied the configuration file from the AOL directory, as it says in the documentation, does recognize the buddy list as a tree view and give you the appropriate feedback.
Buddy list saved. Add buddy button.
So we're going to click Add Buddy.
Add new buddy dialog. Enter new buddy's green name. Enter new buddy's green name edit.
And we're going to type in Finian.
Save button.
And again, I have keyboard echo turned off, but I mean, if you really want confirmation, I can back tab and
enter new buddy's green name edit. Finia. Save button.
And I will click save.
Buddy list saved. Add buddy button. Add buddy button. Add buddy button. Add buddy button.
A little redundant. Okay.
Add group button.
You've got an add group button, which, as its name implies, will add a folder to the buddy
remove
list.
Remove button.
And you've got remove.
Rename button.
And rename.
Return to buddy list button. Preferences button. Help button. Preview. Return to buddy list button.
So let's click return to buddy list.
Buddy list. Setup button. Aware notice button. Help button. Preview. 1. Graphic 454 Phineas Star.
Okay, now I don't know why it put an asterisk next to her name. Perhaps because she's online, I'm not sure.
Buddy list. Send in button.
So I'm going to click send IM, because that's
blank
how you send an instant message. Now, you are not necessarily given any feedback that you've just
blank.
Entered another window, except when I hit my insert up arrow, it tells me
blank.
Well, that the line is blank. If I do an insert T to read the title,
America Online.
Again, no real indication of where we are. Let me hit the tab key.
Send instant message. Click here to send in button. Blank.
I did hit back tab, and of course it gave me no feedback to indicate that I had done so. So I will type in, because I know I can get away with saying this to this person, come here often. And I will
send instant message. Click here to send in button.
The send instant message button.
Yep.
I think I can press enter to send it. Let's see.
Blank. Come here often.
No, I can't. That would actually
blank.
Make too much sense.
Come here often.
You will, I imagine, all forgive me if I seem a little disenchanted with AOL at this point.
Send instant.
So I do, in fact, have to tab to the send instant message button, and I will hit the spacebar.
Buddy list. Send in button. Main.
And from across the room, I heard a little ping which told me that Finia received the instant message. Now we wait for a reply. While we're waiting, I'll point out that you can download the AOL software from www.aol.com. It will give you a pop-up, and it will offer you, I think the going offer now is 1,000 free hours, and those have to be used within 45 days, which I suppose is reasonable, considering that when I first saw that, I thought, you know, 1,000 hours for 30 days, which was up from the 700 hours for 30 days, and if you do the mathematics, you'll find that there's not 1,000 hours in 30 days.
Main menu demo, come here often.
There we go.
Funny, I think I've seen you before. My graphics excellent, wonder how that managed to happen. Citing new features that make your online activities more convenient, graphic 454 Phineas Star. Tell me about AOL's...
Well...
PC.
I got the gist of that message. I had to sort of mouse around a little bit. This, I think, is why it tells you to close all windows except the front, and I, for one, am not too keen on that, because, really, entering two keystrokes every time I access a feature just so I don't get spam, because AOL has neglected to make proper windows that screen readers can differentiate between, seems a little much for me. So I'm going to try something else. I'm going to set JAWS to sail.
All.
Within
run is low. CNET takes it up. And that's with PC. Speed tweaks. Final exams. Get ready with AOL at schools. Study.
No, as a matter of fact,
no,
I'm not
like
going
it.
To do that, because there's an ad ticker there. I don't know what type of control it is. Let me see what it thinks the instant message window is here.
This is a custom window type. Control ID equals 0. Class equals rich control. R.
Jaws to graphic 274 info Finian minimize simple main menu demo complete Finian shorts. Wonder how that managed to happen. Second, tell me about AF graphics scroll down simple. Text color but mo. Scroll up simple. Mo. Graphic 372 minimize simple maximize simple close simple.
And
scroll up get your local. May 20th graphic 199 for 20 May. This is a custom window type. Control ID equals 0. Class equals rich control. R I
P C.
As you can tell, certainly unless there's some other means to identify windows than control IDs that remain reasonably constant, this looks like it's going to be an interesting challenge to script. I'm going to give up on the instant messaging. It is usable depending on how much effort you want to put into it.
Main menu demo.
So I will do a Control F4 to close that window.
Buddy list. Send in.
And I'll do a Control
close.
F4 to close
AOL button. Channels. Welcome button.
And again, I'm back at AOL channels. Let's go to AOL help and see if the online help is as accessible as the offline help is, because they at least did that right and used the Microsoft HTML help viewer control. So we'll do an Alt H.
Menu active. AOL help. F1.
And let's see what other options are on this menu whilst we're at it.
Parental controls. Help with keywords. The constant billing. AOL access phone numbers. What's new in AOL 6.0? About America Online. AOL help. F1.
Okay, so let's go into AOL help.
Leaving menus.
Sounds good.
AOL help.
Button.
Edit. Search button.
And again, we're given another search box.
Online area button. Read, send, and save email, set up your address book, personalize your messages, and more. Button. Online area button. Set up your buddy list, send ins, use message boards, join the chat room. Button. Online. Set up access phone numbers, high-speed connections, plus helpful tips for staying connected to AOL button. Online area button. Help keep your kids safe online, password protection, online safety and security tips. Button. Online area button. Find what you want with keywords, AOL search, my places and more. Button. Online area button. Manage your portfolio, check stock quotes, research investments, and more. Button. Online. Connecting to websites using the AOL browser, learning internet terminology. Button. On. Tips on sending and receiving files, avoiding computer viruses, locating files easily. Button. Personalize your. Online area button. Personalize your AOL with favorite places, create screen names, learn how to change your password. Online app, listen to music, watch videos, send pictures and email, and more. Button. Online area, learn where to get and how to set up the latest version of AOL button. Online area, online, new member orientation, begin exploring. Learn where to get.
Okay, let's go into one of these help topics. As you can see, there are actually more of those buttons that seem to only say online area than there are actual readable help topics.
Personalize your AOL with tips on sending and receiving. Listen to music, watch videos, send pictures and email, and more. Button.
I'm fond of multimedia. Let's see what features AOL has for multimedia. Let's click that one.
Hourglass.
AOL channels. Welcome button. AOL Media Player SM feature. Added.
Arrow. Arrow.
About the Media Player SM feature. List box. About the Media Player SM feature. About the My Playlist SM feature. Adding files to the My Playlist SM feature. Creating a playlist. Playing an audio file. Playing video files. Reordering the playlist. Removing
Okay.
About the media.
Seem to be doing okay so far. We've got a list of topics here.
About the My Playlist SM feature. About the Media Player SM feature.
That's a good place to start. Let's
AOL Media Player SM feature button. About the Media Player SM feature. Picture Finder button. List box. Capture Picture button. AOL Media Player SM feature button. Graphic 488 button. Graphic 488 button. Graphic 488 button.
I'm just tabbing around this
Graphic 488 button.
Seeing what's there, and apparently a lot of buttons with unnumbered
graphic.
Graphic
408. Graphic AOL Media Player SM feature period button. Picture Finder period button. Graphic 488 button. AOL Media Player picture. Capture picture. AOL Speaks button. 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 About help button.
Button. Button. Who's got the button? Apparently they do.
Search button. Added. List box. About the Media Player SM feature.
Okay, and eventually you come back to that list box. Be persistent. Just keep hitting that tab key. Eventually you'll get to something that'll talk. Let's hit enter.
Hourglass. Arrow.
Search results. Double click on your topic of interest list box. Article on subgrouping from a mailing list. Article searching for mailing lists. Article participating in mailing lists. Article managing your mail. Article file attachments and mailing lists. Article common mailing list problems. Article common mailing list commands. Article mailing list etiquette. Article abiding by those in mailing lists. Article web unable to connect to a specified site. Article web too much network traffic. Article web the requested URL was not found.
This does not sound like anything to do with the media player. I don't know how this has happened, but seemingly they're a little off with their documentation yet again. So, right. Other observations I've made about the service in my month's worth of usage, other than on the main menu demo account. The chat rooms I did mess around in just to see if they worked. You can get them to work. You select sort of your chat category from a drop-down. You select your channel from a drop-down. You click a Go Chat button. It does actually say Go Chat. It does not say online area. This shocked me. I myself found the company in the chat room to be a little less than desirable. I entered the tech chat area and was somewhat surprised at the language that that one encounters there, or would be on pretty much any other service. I know as a chat server administrator myself, unfortunately, AOL has gained a certain reputation to the point where some of my admin and I cringe whenever an AOL site connects, and it's really quite a shame. But going into the actual tech chat AOL chat room, it suddenly ceases to surprise me. As far as content, they do have a lot of rewards. They seem to be everywhere. You've got the AOL communicator, which of course is totally inaccessible, as pretty much a lot of portable devices are to us at the moment. I look forward to the day some year when that changes. AOL by phone, check your email by phone. I haven't played much with that. Any of you that want to try the service are welcome to do so. What else? AOL Mobile for cell phone subscribers. Again, shows up on the display of your cell phone. Not too much to offer us there. Let me go ahead and sign out. In fact, let me go ahead and close AOL. And that, strangely, is just an Alt+F4.
Outlast. Arrow.
File transfer 31% dialog. You will not incur any regular hourly charges during this update. Now done.
Goodbye.
1966A.UTF. File extraction.
Outlast. Arrow.
America Online. Goodbye from America Online. Combo box. Main menu demo.
Hourglass. App start. Hourglass. Arrow.
America Online dialog. Please wait while we install the update you just received. Thank you for your patience. Updating America Online important to properly install the update. Please do not turn off your computer during the short process.
It apparently found an update. Now,
America Online dialog. Your America Online software has been updated to improve the functionality available to you. Thank you for your patience during this process. Restarting America Online. Your America Online software has been updated to improve the functionality available to you.
Hourglass. Arrow.
America Online. Sign on. Combo box. Main menu demo.
Now that wasn't nice at all.
Main menu demo.
I say that because I distinctly pressed Alt+F4 to close the AOL application, and it had other ideas. I don't know whether that's a bug or a feature. The auto-update upon disconnect, and then it went ahead and installed it and popped me back to a sign-on screen. I don't want that, so I'm going to hit Alt+F4 again.
Hourglass. Arrow.
Sonic Foundry Sound Forge. Record Forge 000.wav dialog. P-numbered lift stop button.
Right. Okay, and as those of you familiar with SoundForge know, I'm back in the homey, comfortable, and somewhat familiar at this point SoundForge dialogue. Anyway, as far as rewards, they certainly offer their fair share. You can get American Airlines Advantage miles if you want them. They've apparently come out with AOL TV now. Once again, another feature that that we as blind folks would have very little use for. Set-top box that apparently delivers a limited version of the AOL product to customers' TV sets. From the looks of my meter, I'm not sure that I'll have time to go into a full review of MSN this session. As far as a rating, I have to say, probably I can generously give it 4 out of 10. There is limited amount of text processing ability. You can actually create text files in AOL with a certain amount of word processing. I haven't played much with that. The personal filing cabinet where mail and downloads are stored is accessible from what I'm able to determine. I myself prefer the mail folders of things like Outlook Express, and just, you know, having my downloads go to my system in just a subdirectory and browsing them with Explorer, but that's just a personal preference. Their genuflection in the direction of accessibility was, of course, a speech-to-text engine, which is available on the AOL CD-ROM. Now, as innovative as that feature might be, the one problem I have with that is that it was put in as a means of improving accessibility for the blind. And in looking at that, where it comes into play a lot of times is email and chat. I don't know how extensive the commands are. I just downloaded the software, so I don't have access to that. But it seems to me that, once again, yet another company, and I run into this a lot with just laypersons, but I am forced to say that I don't really expect this sort of thing from as major a corporation as AOL that could have put the effort into research and seemingly didn't, I must say I'm kind of troubled that they put in voice-to-text as a high-priority means of making the service more accessible. Overall, because I'm feeling reasonably generous, I'm going to give it a 4. Where pretty much any other day I'd have to give it 3 or 3.5 out of 10. And in my humble opinion, if you want an all-in-one, and I will review this in the next episode for everyone's edification, the MSN Explorer is the way to go. Otherwise, I mean, I myself just prefer the standard ISP with the web browsing. But now that said, because AOL is so high profile, because it is virtually everywhere, I do hope that somebody's with enough voice to get on AOL's collective case will do something. Because even though, I mean, they have made a fair number of improvements over version 5, but they've still got a long way to go, certainly before they can realistically make the claim that they're trying to make of continuing to lead the globe in making the internet more accessible. Microsoft, just as an example, I think has far exceeded AOL, and that was just with Internet Explorer 4. The tech support on the accessibility side is sorely lacking. As I said, just to find that one static control, to try and figure out why they put it in there the way they did, rather than to just really fix three glitches in the city and state edit fields of the sign-up dialog. And I think there's a slight problem with the credit card number dialog box as well, but nothing that certainly couldn't be circumvented by the tenacious user, and definitely needs to be circumvented in my mind by AOL before they make that claim. I tried for a month to figure out why that was done the way it was. The people on the phone that handle the calls don't know anything, can't tell me anything, and in fact are shocked that the developers would do that. Their live online technical support takes a lot of mucking about to get it to work. I managed it. It was no mean feat. It certainly doesn't work out of the box. And normally, personally, I don't necessarily mind things that don't work out of the box. But when the company is doing as it seems to be doing and claiming that their service is totally accessible, I do expect a little more than I've gotten. As I illustrated, the accessibility keyword, which is supposed to list keyboard shortcuts, just drops you to the AOL accessibility policy. The AOL accessibility at AOL.com email address, I did send an inquiry there for that and for the prevalent online area buttons that aren't identifying themselves for screen reader users. I sent this out about 3 weeks ago, maybe 3.5. And I have yet to see anything on it. The software I give, as I said, a 4 out of 10. The tech support in the accessibility arena, I have to give 1, maybe 2. The one time I did phone someone, and I know I keep sort of interjecting these things, but they sort of pop into my head. The one time I did phone them to ask them about the online area buttons, hoping that if they are so prevalently trying to make the service accessible, somebody manning the phones is going to know something. The representative that I talked to essentially told me that it has to be JAWS, it can't be AOL. The problem is with the screen reader, call the screen reader vendor. And any time that I've talked to Henter Joyce about JAWS for Windows with AOL, they have essentially told me that AOL does not work, is seeming not to work. Now, this was prior to version 6. And with version 6, it does, it works to a degree, but not nearly to the extent that they're claiming. Again, one final caveat. I am using JAWS for Windows. I cannot test this with WindowEyes. I'm running Windows 2000, and GW Micro has not yet come out with the WindowEyes, the version of WindowEyes that will work with the NT-based operating systems. I look forward to seeing that when it comes out. But that's essentially what I'm dealing with, what I've seen from AOL. I invite you to make your own decisions as to whether or not you wish to use the service. But for my own personal recommendation, stick with your ISP or go with MSN.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen. Join us again next week.